Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict today met with a Congress discussing end-of-life issues.
In realtà tutta la società, mediante le sue istituzioni sanitarie civili,
Pope Benedict called for all doctors and medical personnel to respect the dignity of the ill and dying when he addressed the participants of the Pontifical Academy for Life as they began a two-day international conference at the Vatican's Synod Hall under the title Close by the Incurable Sick Person and the Dying, Scientific and Ethical Aspects. The 73 members of the Academy, along with professors and theologians, met to discuss human fragility and define what is and is not licit in the therapeutic sphere.
For me, it's an opportunity to connect with people that are thinking deeply about things and taking time to work on really a different project every year.
And Dr. William Sullivan is the director of the International Association of Catholic Bioethicists and a new member of the Pontifical Academy for Life. He will present his paper on Tuesday, entitled The Difference Between Limitation of Therapeutic Care and Omissive Euthanasia, The Role of Medical Information.
Well, it is it's a tricky area because, of course, a background concern is neglect. Whether that comes from the medical world of things that could be done that just are not presented or offered, or from those who are facing a life-limiting illness, and what are their obligations and how do they think about what they should do out of respect for the gift of life and the duty of serving others.
Joseph Capizzi is the Associate Professor of Moral Theology at the Catholic University in Washington, D.C., and presented his paper on Monday on secularization in the face of pain, suffering, and death. He discussed how conceptions of life and death change between cultures.
Catholics have a conception of death where they see death as something to be suffered, as a kind of penalty for a sin. It's a consequence of human transgression, something to be avoided, typically. In our secularized culture, death can be presented almost as a good, in part because it becomes a kind of freedom from the misery of life. So you have a very stark contrast, potentially, between these two conceptions.
The Archbishop of Utrecht, William Eyck, was the moderator for Monday's first session.
So the value of our body, the value of we as a human person, remains always and cannot be sacrificed in order to end suffering.
He spoke about the Christian duty to assist in the relief of suffering.
We as Christians, we have the duty to relieve suffering as much as possible and to be like the Good Samaritan. And for instance, palliative care is a means of relieving suffering. And in this way, we can prevent people from coming in such a bad situation that they will ask for euthanasia, that will ask the doctor to terminate their lives.
Euthanasia was also addressed by Pope Benedict in his speech. He said that it displayed a utilitarian vision of the human person, and he reiterated the Church's firm and constant condemnation of every form of direct euthanasia. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.